Before we begin this week's Tancast, just like to take a moment to tell you that Tim Babb, the T in Tancast, will be the host of It Ain't No Joke, a comedy show benefiting the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. It'll be taking place at the Westside Eclectic in Santa Monica on September 27th. For more information about this and how you can get involved, visit Tancast.com. Hopefully, Tim Babb's participation in this worthwhile event in some way makes up for the horrible, offensive, and vulgar things you are about to hear. But probably not.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
Tancast.
Tancast.
Welcome to fucking town.
Now we know why Noah gets passed over for it.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I don't do it.
Because Noah has interesting brain issues. Welcome to
Welcome to Tancast, motherfuckers.
Noah sounds vaguely high right there. Welcome to Tancast, motherfuckers. Now for some smooth jazz. Get your reefer.
Yeah, I keep getting older. They keep staying the same age. All right.
You know what's funny about that? Noah does love high school girls.
Who doesn't love high school girls? Oh, wait. Are we recording this? No one's listening to this, are they?
No one listens to us.
Yay! I'm Tim. I'm the T in Tancast.
I'm the Andy in Tancast, and I'm A.
Who has interesting brain issues?
Who has a new baby who was screaming all night?
Wah, wah.
Well, yeah, that's about what it sounded like.
This is Noah. I hate you all.
Noah doesn't hate you all. He just hates most of you.
Enough of you. That matters. Tan laughs for this week. I've got another one from from who identified himself as Chris, our only gay listener. And he put only in capital letters. Like, I'm your only gay listener. I'm like, oh. Okay.
Chris, I seriously wouldn't doubt it.
I hope not. I would like to think that more gay people listen, but fair enough.
Well, I have this impression in my mind, and I think it's born of watching too much Fox News, that there is like a gay community that all knows each other and all coordinate. So I think Chris is the one from that community who's been assigned to monitor Tancast. And apparently, again, if Fox News is to be believed, turn us all gay.
Oh. Well, good luck to you. It's not as far a journey as you might think for the three of us. You're not really even going to have to put your back into it. But his joke is the reason I even called it out as the gay listeners, because I think it helps this joke be funnier. So here's the joke. What do you call a bouncer in a gay bar?
I have no idea.
Yeah, neither do
I. A flamethrower?
Oh.
I liked it, and my wife liked it, so I'm like, I'm putting that in. Although there are some more that's still waiting around, but I read that out loud, and my wife laughs so loud, I'm like, I gotta throw that in this week. So there's more people who've sent me laughs, I'm not gonna forget you, just so you know. Anyway, back to the other guys, and their 10 laughs.
Alright, well, continuing the theme... What do you call a sleeping bag used by a Cub Scout master?
I don't know.
A fruit roll-up.
Well, now I don't have a gay joke, but that's okay. although I should say...
Comma.
I do find that shirt... have you ever seen that shirt that says... I actually think it's a funny saying. I don't think it's gay people, but the shirt that says, silly faggot, chicks are for dicks... You ever seen that shirt?
Dicks are for chicks.
But yeah, it helps continue. If I say it right. moving along.
Silly faggot, what are you using your chicks for?
Chicks are for dicks. Chicks are for dicks. They are. That's all they're there for.
I thought it was some sort of hooker reference. Tricks are for dicks.
Oh, man. All right, so.
We are not smart people.
Tim, your mother is so fat.
Do it, Tim.
I was gonna let him go.
Oh, okay. Your mother is so fat, her pitcher weighs 10 pounds.
Nice.
All right. Not so good.
You know why you don't give it the sass that they do whenever I hear people doing snaps? That's why I always start to put the how fat it. Like, you almost sound vaudevillian when you say it. Like, when I hear people doing snad, like, man, your mama's so fat. Whereas you're like, Tim, your mother's so fat. Let me tell you how fat your mother is.
No, and now fact, say big pimpin.
If you'll watch this PowerPoint slide presentation, I will show you exactly how fat your mother is.
I hear this try another one. Tim, your mother's so nasty. She worked at a sperm bank and got fired for drinking on the job. Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know who Noah sounds like right now?
Chris Rock?
The first two people at DirecTV technical support that I spoke to. actually, no, he sounds like one of the two people. The other one sounds like what I referred to as Chicana Hood.
She robs from the rich and gives to the cholos?
No. But nice try. So, just got this. Well, Mr. Andy, I sincerely apologize about that. Just on and on and on. Every sentence she started was, she sincerely apologized. I'm like, stop fucking sincerely apologizing. By the 15th time, it's no longer sincere. Very clearly not.
Attention, due to technical difficulties, we have momentarily stopped. This is a normal, routine procedure. Please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened. Thank you for your cooperation.
Hey, kids, it's Tim. I said a bunch of stuff there that I needed to edit out, and it was easier just to take this whole chunk out. But I will replace it with another tan laugh sent in by our good friend, Iris. Why can't Helen Keller drive? Because she's a woman. All right. Thanks, Iris. Now, back to the show. Fuck. That's going to be a nightmare when I go to edit all that out. So, we were talking just now. We were talking about the T-shirts, or no, we were talking about the T-shirt about silly faggots, dicks are for chicks. Yep. That made me think of another T-shirt that Noah was wearing that got some attention from the gay community one New Year's Eve.
Yes, when we were
hanging out at Pizza Love.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the city.
The city being San Francisco, for those of you who are not in the Bay Area.
Was that the night that we saw Storm and Her Dirty Mouth?
That was the night we saw Storm and Her Dirty Mouth.
Holy shit, Storm and Her Dirty Mouth.
She does have a dirty mouth. God damn.
She was on that Rockstar Supernova or whatever that show was. She was one of the, like, close to the finalists.
I don't even know what that show is, so...
Nor do I.
It's like Building the Band, but with a bunch of people from famous rock bands, like Dave Navarro and Tommy Lee. And
as the judges?
No, as the people who are going to form the rock band with whoever they picked as the singer. Except that they did a great job of not figuring out that Supernova was already the name of, like, a touring rock band. So they had to change the name of the band to Rockstar Supernova or something like that. So. But Storm was on there, and she was not Storm in Her Dirty Mouth anymore, but she was still
hot.
Had a dirty mouth. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember looking over at you while she was singing, and club whispering, which means screaming at the top of my lungs to be heard, wondering if female singers liked groupies too.
I'm sure they do.
I remember saying that.
And she put out, I think she put on a pretty good show.
It was a good show.
I never heard of her. I don't think I've really. I think I heard of her, but I never really heard her music before then. And I was like, I was impressed.
Yeah. Especially that one song where she just starts cranking down on her nipple.
Well, really, any song that the girl cranks down on nipples is a good song.
Yes. No, actually, the music is quite excellent. So anyone listening should have a listen. It was good.
I showed both Andy and Tim this stock. Speaking of hot ladies, there was that cosplay chick with the titties and just like
Ivy Valentine.
Yes, who's from Soul Calibur? If people don't know, don't play video games. And then I was discussing.
Which I didn't.
Yeah, you did not, but you did know some of the other people she dressed up as.
I did. Yes.
I'm impressed, Tim.
And I was telling both of you guys that I think that is an untapped porn niche of like, people in cosplay having sex. Like, they do Superman. I've seen Superman, but I haven't really seen, like video game characters. At least not in, like, dressed up. Like, I've seen, like, people drawing it, and I'm sure there's fanfic out there. I'm like, I wonder if people would buy that porn. And I wonder if legally you could get away with it.
Well, I know there's a website for Star Trek called Sexy Trek, where people dress up in shitty Starfleet uniforms and shitty alien makeup. I only know because Make It So was talking about it. Make It So being another podcast that we have yet to rip off, but...
Oh, is that the only reason you know, Tim?
Yeah. Because it costs money to look at it.
Oh.
So they kept saying they wanted someone to send them a password so they could look at it for free because they wanted to look at it, but they didn't want to pay for it. So I guess someone bought them a membership, and so they were looking at it. And they're like, yeah, it's really disappointing. It's like a high school play type quality of makeup.
Well, see, like, that girl's costume is pretty good. So I think if you get high-quality costumes, maybe set, like, a scene that kind of fits with the characters, people might pay for it. I don't know.
Just, do you think that someone who's really going to put that much time and effort into the costume is also going to be willing to porn it up on the internet?
Maybe. I'm sure you can find someone.
All right.
There are so many people out there doing porn. I'm sure you can find one person that's really into cosplay that was like, yeah, I do want to fuck on camera.
Or you can find somebody who's really into cosplay who just wants to be paid to do it, not necessarily to dress themselves up, but to have a bunch of models with surgically enhanced bodies, and then put those surgically enhanced models into the costumes and let them go nuts.
Ah, so someone who is who's just going to hire people who are going to be in porn anyway and then make the costumes for them.
Exactly. I would imagine that would be a potential. Or you have somebody who is going to make porn anyway, hire somebody who can make good costumes.
I think the idea has to come from a cosplay aficionado. I don't think the porn industry is going to come up with it on their own.
Probably not. All right, Noah, make it happen.
All right, I'm on it.
Cosplay porn.
I already asked Stephanie. She said she's on board.
Excellent. What's she going to dress up as?
No, she won't be in it. She'll just run the company with me.
Okay.
She'll run the company with you?
Yeah.
So it'll be like Noah and Stephanie make a porno.
Exactly.
Yeah, without them starring in it. Hey, by the way, my entire family is now in the guest bedroom with me.
Hey, entire family.
Well, I don't know if they can all hear you.
Hey, I heard a baby.
No, you heard a wife. You heard an Andy wife.
Sometimes you call her baby.
Sometimes I do call her baby.
Entire family being Andy's side of the family, I assume?
What was that?
Like, what do you mean by entire? Because you're married now.
Okay, I don't mean like my cousins have now walked into my guest bedroom where I'm sitting recording a Tancast. I mean my wife has carried my small child in.
Okay.
And both of the cats followed her.
That's what you mean.
Stop counting the cats as your family. I'm done with it. Fuck
Tim,
the cats!
You are a hateful, evil little troll of a man.
Fuck those little furballs.
You clearly don't understand how wonderful these kitties are.
Because they aren't. They're cats. They live only to spread disease.
They are very clean, unlike dogs named Walt.
Clean with diseases.
Unlike dogs who roll in their own shit named Walt.
Dogs who are being eaten by worms named Walt. Walt is my dog who died, and Andy has just so callously brought it up.
Andy's an ass.
Because Andy is a true dickhead. All I'm saying is don't refer to your cats as members of the family. Andy has to hit below the belt and go, hey, remember when your dog died? Yeah. I hope you enjoy crying for the next hour. Enjoy tan week.
Well, are you?
No, I'm fine.
Okay.
I've often told this story because... I haven't often told this story, but I've told it to other people. When my dog died, my dad had been sick for a while. My dad has since passed away, for the listeners who don't know. But he'd been in and out of the hospital. He was having problems, and it looked like he had come off a particularly bad bout of it, where he was in the hospital for a while, and he was back home. And then I get this call from him after I'd recently visited him, and he sounds very serious. He's like, hey, give me a call back when you get a chance. I'm like, oh, shit, something went wrong. He's got to go back in the hospital, or maybe he needs me to come down and help, or something like that. I don't know, I just had a sense that something was bad. And so I call, and my stepmom, Kathy, answers the phone, and I can tell she's very near tears or just been crying. She's like, I'll just let you talk to your father. I was like, oh, crap. Something must be seriously wrong with Dad. And then Dad gets on the phone and is like, hey, Tim, I just want to let you know we had to put your dog to sleep. I'm like, fuck the dog! I thought you were in trouble! And afterwards, I was finally sad about the dog, but, like, at the moment, I was like, well, at least my dad's okay.
Yeah, there's a There's a scale. There's a sliding scale.
I was like, Dad, way to do that. This entire sickness the particular year before was just to get me ready for my dog dying.
Dad, I'm glad you could really, you know, take one for the team like that and, you know, endanger yourself for so long to prepare me for, you know, loss.
Well, that seemed to kill it. So, yeah. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to Tancast.
I got no.
Now we're all sad.
I got no funniness about death.
Well, work on it. Sorry. Death is hilarious. Knock, knock. Who's there? Death.
I guess Tim's death is hilarious. Well, here's something that's always hilarious. Poop. I meant to mention this on last week's Tancast, but my wife was holding my kid, just got done feeding him or something like that, and he was clearly full. There was nothing more that was going to go into him, but he's just screaming and screaming. So I just hear this, and then that was it. He just, like, I thought it was like my wife had burped or farted or something, but it was the loudest, and it's inside a diaper, so it's muffled, but the loudest fucking shit I've ever heard. And I've taken some big ones myself. And then he was just out like a light. It was like, and I'm done.
Night, night.
And that's what made me realize EBS must run in the family.
Empty bowel syndrome for those who are uninitiated to the ways.
Which means
of
disgustingness. Anyone who are not the three of us. Yes.
Right.
So you take a nice big shit and you gotta go take a nap. It's like your bowels are all empty and it just feels like they were the one structural item inside of you holding you up and everything else has collapsed now.
Which is yet another reason why Andy takes so long after shits.
I'm fucking sleepy. And anyone who isn't must not be doing it right.
Well, fucking Andy is taking the time to do it right. That's for damn sure.
Yes, he is.
Fucking he ain't rushing for nobody.
Then I like to get the ring nice and pristinely clean because, you know, you never know when you're going to have to bend over in front of somebody.
Yeah, I usually do.
Do you plan these out, Tim? Put them on your schedule? Bend over Bob in front of Bob today.
Well, I mean, it's certainly if I'm going to do it where I'm, you know, exposing the old pooper scooper, or actually I guess it'd be the pooter shooter.
Yeah, I hope you're not scooping poop with it. That'd be a strange way to do it.
I have the anti-rectum. I scoop other poops up.
And spit food out your mouth. Tim is the ultimate recycler.
I'm going green. Ah, oh, fucking, my wife loves to put blue cheese on her salad. Every time we open the thing of blue cheese, like, I almost have to stop eating.
I remember how you and our old roommate used to yell at me for putting...
fucking Parmesan cheese!
Parmesan and Romano and stuff.
On the pizza, like, we're enjoying pizza. Why do you have to put your feet cheese out in the middle of the room? It smelled like feet! Like, feet!
Feet smell delicious.
No, it is delicious! Put Parmesan, well, I can't do it anymore because now I've got, I don't know, the digestive tract of a 70-year-old, but Parmesan and crushed red pepper on pepperoni pizza, that shit was tasty.
Wait, are you saying that you don't have the constitution for that anymore?
No.
That's weird. We're not that much older. What happened?
I don't know.
Because I had some, I went, all right, Tim, slow down.
One word at a time.
No, we went to Panda Express, and I got the Beijing beef and the orange chicken. It was way too much for my tender little it just ended up so spicy that I felt like I was breathing fire, when I know it can't be that spicy. And then, like, I just, like, in the stomach, I could feel it was like the English battling the Scottish, and I get freedom, and they were just going at it. I was like, oh, there's a battle going on, and the only loser is going to be my colon.
Yeah, there was a little while where I thought that I might be, like, lactose intolerant, because every time I'd eat a pizza, I'd just feel so horrible. I could just get the, like, heartburn, like, this tight feeling in my chest, and then, like, I'd be walking around just feeling, like, a sour stomach for, like, the next day afterwards, and the next shit was always very unpleasant. And then I discovered that, yeah, it was because I was putting... crushed red pepper on top of my pepperoni pizza, and apparently the spicy pepperoni and potentially spicy Italian sausage along with the super spicy crushed red pepper were simply too much for me. Once I backed it off a little bit, I was okay again.
I used to like to eat pepperoni pizza and have some orange juice to drink, and apparently that was way some about that combination would just, it was like I was shitting molten lava. Like it was like it would sear my anus on the way. I was like, and it all, and it would always be like a flume of chocolatey poo, just like a Niagara Falls of feces. So I've pretty much stopped drinking orange juice just to be safe.
Yeah, I had, I think I had like a multi-meat pizza and Thai food within like 24 hours of each other, and I was unhappy for the next day, and I'm just walking around feeling like, what the fuck? Early, like you cannot get much earlier 30s and still be able to say early 30s. And yet, here I am walking around going, oh, I sure wish I had some Tums or my Lanta.
That reminds me of the time that I was, when we were living together, just me and you, Tim, and I had like a whole pizza to myself, and I was putting like hot peppers on every slice, and the next day I had to take a shit, and it was horrible. It felt like I had rubbed the hot peppers on my ass, like it just burned like fire as it came out. And I was just like, oh, this is the worst shit of my life. And it just doesn't stop. It's like, feels like it's taken like 10 hours for the shit to come out. It's like, I'm gonna go as slow as possible so you can savor in the pain. Oh, it just
what's funny is, like, I would say the majority of our listeners are way younger than us and cannot possibly relate to this, but you know what? It's coming, and it's coming to your lower regions.
It is coming sooner than you think, because this isn't, like, a new thing. This is, like, I think I hit my mid or late 20s, and it was just, like, flipping a light switch. Suddenly, alcohol was, you know, far fewer drinks were doing far more damage to me, and, like, spicy foods were like,
I told you we won't stop.
Watch out, young kids. Beware of your colon.
Yeah, eat it now. Eat it all now.
Yeah, if you're thinking, I mean to try this food someday. Don't wait till someday. Try it now. If you don't like it, at least you'll be able to pass it through without incident.
Yeah, that's why I know that Cluck U Chicken is right across the street from Santa Clara University. Because they couldn't take that thing and move it somewhere where it's like a bunch of office buildings. It's like they got a scale that goes past nuclear into like 9-1-1, which after it was especially interesting going to eat there after the September 11th attacks. Like, is a plane going to crash into my colon?
Wow!
But we went. I actually worked relatively near there, and a whole bunch of guys all went there at lunch. We had a crew, a team that was all men, and we were seen as like the frat of the company. Like, other groups didn't want to interact with us because they thought that we were all, you know, young, immature, heavy drinking, and they were absolutely right on all of those. So, middle of the day, we went there, and two guys decided to do what the Cluck U called the 911 challenge, which is they make their hottest, thickest, spiciest, ugliest sauce, slather it on a bunch of wings, like 30 wings or some insane amount like that, and then they take the capsaicin oil, the stuff that's like a refill for those non-mace sprays that joggers use, and they just dump the raw oil over the top of all of that and let it soak in a little bit more. And the challenge is that you've got to finish those things. I think you got like 30 minutes to finish them, and you can't drink anything, and you can't wipe your hands or your face. And if you complete all of this, you you like get a T-shirt or something like that, and you know, the praise and adulation of your friends. One of the guys got most of the way through, and then ran for the bathroom. We were filming the whole thing. He runs into the bathroom, starts puking his guts out, and winds up collapsed on, like pushing his face against the tile on the side right next to the toilet. Like, the wall, not, thank God, not the floor. But, like, anything cool that he could attach bits of his skin to, he's pushing them up. The other guy finishes, sits there, and then calmly gets up and walks to the bathroom, and we don't see him for, like, another half hour. We get him back to work. He goes to his desk for like a minute, gets up and walks to the bathroom and just stays there the rest of the day. And apparently he is just puking his guts out. Like, he had people bring him milk and crackers. Anything he puts in is just coming right back out again. He's like doing the same thing the other guy was doing with, like, pushing all flesh against the cool tile. And I think at one point he actually passed out from the pain while he was in there. The other guy who puked a little bit at the place came back and, like, toughed it out for the rest of the day at work and wound up going to the emergency room in the middle of the night because he took a shit that he described as dying.
Oh, that's okay.
So he wasn't in the next day because apparently he couldn't, like, pass his butt cheeks past each other to walk. He had to sit with his butt cheeks spread apart and, like, not move for the whole day. So his fiance had to, like, bring him food. And we got a call from her explaining what their 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. trip to the emergency room was like, where the doctor's like, well, you know, this doesn't seem to be any medical reason. And then he hears Cluck You Chicken, and he goes, did you do the 911 challenge? Yeah. All right, go home. Apparently not the first time that ER doc had seen that experience. But apparently, the older you get, the easier it is to wind up in that same situation. Because, the Thai plus pizza crap I took the other day, I wouldn't quite have gone to the emergency room for it, but I think it was bringing tears to my eyes.
I notice I get a lot more indigestion than I used to. Like, all the time, yeah. I'm like, I just ate a banana. Why am I indigested? Jesus Christ.
I just had gruel.
We are getting freaking old.
Death is near.
Yeah, finding white arm hairs was quite a shock.
Hot.
Finding a white nose hair, that was also a bit of a shock.
I was in the bathroom the other day at work, just like, you know, washing my hands or something like that after eating lunch, and I looked at myself in the mirror and realized I had this really long hair growing out of my ear. I'm like, oh, what the fuck? What the fuck?
Ear hair.
That's hot.
No.
Love it.
No.
See, all you young, supple 20-somethings.
Enjoy it while you can, because pretty soon you're going to be shaving parts of your body you never thought.
It's all going away.
Or you could just be like me and just let it go.
Have you let your ear hair go, Noah?
I let my ear hair go.
Gives his wife something to hold on to.
It's a little bit more proactive. Say, like, can I trim you up?
Trim you up.
Tell her she should use it like handlebars.
I tell her it's my lucky ear hair. She doesn't buy it. If we're ever going to use this podcast to pick up chicks, I don't think it's going to happen now.
That's why we waited to do this podcast until we were all married. Well, pretty much all married.
I can't wait for, like, another, God help us, 10 years. Hopefully more like 30, but, you know, Tamcast number 20,000 will be us sitting around talking about how our peeps don't work anymore.
Our peeps? We're going to call them our peeps.
We'll call them our peeps.
Why would we call them our peeps?
Because we peep through them.
No, we call them our dingle dangle.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I shouldn't use little child.
I was listening. I've been listening to old Tancasts just because I find them amusing.
Which makes one of us.
Exactly. And Andy was saying, like, words you might find in this podcast are fuck, shit, nads, dangles, nards, and something. And then you're like, I'm done.
That was...
I realized I'd gotten stuck on balls and was just, like, done with it. I'm like, I gotta get to, like, another nasty term for a body part, but balls is all that's coming out.
Of course, because balls are all that are going in your mouth. Pardon me.
Tim likes to vocalize all exclamation.
That's how he rolls, dog.
You should hear him do a question mark.
Oh, yeah.
So, what time is it?
All right. Silly.
So, Noah, how was your tan week, other than taking amazing shits and discovering your hair?
Pretty good. Just doing my new job. Our friend, the G in Tangcast, is actually interviewing for my old position. So,
really?
Yep, I saw him this week. And so,
trying to get out of the business he's in, or just...
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just not, you know, paying enough. So I think he, you know, child on the way.
Yeah.
I think he just wants to, you know, kind of move up.
in the world.
Yeah, start suckling on that sweet tea.
Yeah, and then he's not permanent at his job, so.
Oh, yeah, well, that industry likes to do that.
Yeah, so I think, you know, he wants something a little bit more stable, probably, something that, you know, he can get benefits from, and, you know, I would think, you know, that he'd probably get way more money than he's getting now, so. Hopefully he gets hired, we shall see. There's three other people interviewing for the job, so. Or no, sorry, two other people besides him.
And then when he, by the time he's ready to move up to a new position, I will have failed down here and be moving back to the Bay Area, and I can interview for both of your old positions. And we'll be saying pretty much the same thing. Well, it wasn't really paying as much, the kid on the way. Not that there's a kid on the way, but I'm sure somewhere someone will be having a kid, and I'll just be able to say, kid on the way.
Not my kid, though, but his kid. And maybe I want to buy something nice. Who knows?
Not my kid, but it may be my wife's kid.
Aww.
Aww.
Infidelity jokes aren't funny.
I just got it.
Unless they're about your mom.
No comment.
So how was your week, faggot?
Noah? I believe he was referring to you again.
No, he's not. No. He's actually talking to you, faggot.
Tim, I believe Noah's referring to you again.
It's so difficult to tell. We need to have faggot designation.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay, back to poop, because this was actually...
I wonder why we don't have more gay listeners.
So back to poop, because this actually was part of my tan week. The wife and I were starting to get a little bit concerned about Junior, because it had been like 2 days since he had pooped, and he had been pooping like 8 times a day, so it was kind of a huge shift. She calls the doctor, and the doctor says, yeah, every once in a while that happens. If he's still constipated after like 3 or 4 days, bring him in. You know, we'll do some sort of like suppository and loosen him right back up again. She gets off the phone with the doctor, calls me up to let me know what's going on, and apparently seconds after that, he took the most massive shit he had ever taken, completely filled up the diaper. She called me up after she was done cleaning it up, and apparently it was like, he filled the diaper, she pulled the diaper away, put another diaper up, and there was so much shit stuck to him that it was sliding off and filled another diaper. So she had to take 2 diapers and, you know, wrap them up and throw them away, and just wiping and wiping and wiping, trying to get them clean. When she called me up, the adjective she used to describe it was epic. And she said she almost took a picture of it to send me, figuring I wouldn't believe it. And I was very sad she didn't, because I wanted to post it up to Tancast under the heading, "Uh-oh, I made a big boy mess." So that was my tan fail for the week.
I wonder if someone would go through, if someone went through all the episodes of Tancast so far and edited out every reference we have to shit. How much total time would there be left in the Tancasts? Like, maybe a minute 30.
Well, there was that
all
one,
16
what,
episodes.
A week or two ago, it probably would have been, hi, everybody, and welcome to Tancast. All right, well, we're wrapping this one up.
Shit's kind of like anal bleeding in House.
Or Nazis on Smodcast.
There was a new House episode this week, and look at that, anal bleeding's back.
Anal
with the
bleeding
vengeance.
Right off the bat. Yeah. Whew. That was quite a bout of anal bleeding for that poor character.
Oh.
My anus is bleeding.
That I would be very sad. Well, there was a time where I think I had an anal fissure, because it hurt to shit, and there was blood, and it was not pleasant. And maybe think of Kevin Smith. There we go. Our semi-podcast reference.
When he was talking about his anal fissure.
Yeah.
Oh, and getting jury duty. I mean, that's like hurting your ass twice.
What?
Getting stuck on jury duty when you got other shit going on. It's like, here, interrupt your entire life and come here and listen to horrible things other people have done.
Wait, he had jury duty while he was having the anal fissure?
Yeah, the anal fissure got him out of jury duty.
Oh.
Working on a movie, being self-employed and, like, planning a movie didn't, but the fact that they had to, like, wheel a couch in and he had to lay prone in this couch, finally, and the fact that that still wasn't working finally got him out of being on jury duty. I mean, you know, if I'm remembering the blog post of this guy that I don't know correctly.
Wait, what is happening with an anal fissure that you need to lay down on a couch?
Apparently it's excruciatingly painful, like, at all times. So, Noah, I'm willing to bet you probably had, like, hemorrhoids or something.
I don't know, because it didn't hurt otherwise. It just hurt when I take a crap, and there's blood.
From what I've heard about anal fissure, you're talking about, like, you opt for ass surgery if that could get it. where I can't say that there's any other point in your life where opting for ass surgery is, you know, not a life-saving procedure.
I don't know. I cannot say. Maybe it was. It just hurt. And that's all I gotta say.
I'm sorry, but you really shouldn't have been trying to smuggle drugs across.
I couldn't help myself.
I know.
I'm a little gassy. Just sharing that out, the world.
We are three high-quality individuals.
Indeed. By the way, the G and Tang cast is in Boston right now, and I no longer am.
Oh. We are very sad for you.
I wanted to the next day after the... Well, actually, it was when I was editing the Tancast. I was walking... I was just, you know, trying to get some food. So I went to walk to, like, a Subway or whatever. And, like, I don't know what the street crossing system is in Boston or Massachusetts in general, but it appears to be different than the one I have grown up with here in California, where there's a little hand that's orange that says, you know, that when it's on, it means don't walk, and then you press the button, and a little guy walking that's green means do walk. Because apparently over there, you press the button, and that doesn't happen. Like, you can still see where the green guy is, he just never turns on. And just all the other lights turn red.
I think they teach a secret code to all people from Massachusetts, so you gotta come up and, like, type it out on the little button. Everyone else is like, fucking out of town is.
Well, because I was waiting at the intersection. There was a couple, I saw these on a couple different intersections. There were people like with like a yellow safety vest on and a stop sign in their hand. And they were called, they said like traffic patrol or something like that. And like when I started across the street, they would walk out with a stop sign. I'm like, all right. Like, you know, like kind of like a crossing guard for a school, but they were just for whoever. And but this one corner I went to, the lady was just sitting... leaning against her car, like in a parking lot. I don't know if it was her car. I assume it was. Either that or she was just doubly slacking on the job and leaning on someone else's car. But, like, I'm pressing the button, and I'm waiting. I'm like, okay, well, everything's red. There's nothing to tell me to go. And then I hear from her, you know, are you going to cross the street? I was like, well, yeah, that's what I'm waiting for. Well, go ahead and go. The light is red. And I'm looking up. I'm like, what the hell is she talking about? Yeah, the light is red. Why is that good? Like, everything I've ever said, light is red means don't go. And I'm like, what? And I'm, you know, still sort of looking around. And she's like, what are you waiting for? I was like, apparently nothing. And I appreciate the attitude, twat. And that's what I said as I walked away.
What are you waiting for, you moron?
I'm waiting for something sensible to happen.
I'm waiting for logic to catch up with this town.
That's nice.
You know what it is? It's all the beans.
Oh, I had some pizza while I was there. It was delicious. I don't know if Boston is particularly known for their pizza, but it was crispy and flaky, but not a lot of crust, but just, and not like crunch, like, you know, like, but just like, you know, very...
Yeah, like tomato sauce on top of a matzah.
Right. Matzah. I don't know what that is.
No, not matzah. What is it? The flatbread that Jewish people eat Passover. I think that is matzah.
Your mom's a matzah.
Fuck it. I don't care.
All right, let's go back to talking about shit, because we're not going to be able to handle this conversation anymore.
Nope. I got a little bit too multicultural there, and then my brain just went...
Oh, by the way, later on, twice in the span of 3 days, I'm going deep into the heart of the enemy. I'm doing comedy right at the entrance of Universal Studios. And I decided I'm going to do all my Disneyland jokes.
That is awesome.
Sticking it to the man. And later on today, we're going to go see The Dark Knight in IMAX at Universal Studios. IMAX, bitches!
That's delicious. I really wish I'd had a chance to see that, but my wife was hospitalized. Like, we were going to go see it that weekend, that she got hospitalized.
Son of a gun.
Yeah, I know. I blame Junior.
How could you do such a thing?
You can still go.
Well, it was Junior. Oh, I could go, like, by myself?
No, just leave the kid at home. You two can go.
He'll be fine.
What's he going to do? Walk over and grab something? No, I don't think he is. Just leave him in the crib. Turn the mobile on. It's kind of a long movie, so make sure you wind it up good and tight.
Oh, man, we got a little, like, bassinet thing for him to sleep in. And I turned on as this... mechanical mobile that goes around. It's got like lights on it, and it plays music, and like the whole thing can make the bassinet like vibrate, which I guess is supposed to be soothing for them or something.
Yeah.
And I turned on some feature. I think it was like vibrate, and then all of a sudden, all the rest of the features turned on, and I could not turn them off. It was like the thing was like demon possessed. Like all, I didn't hit any buttons, and all of a sudden it starts playing music, and like the speed of the vibration changes, and the little mobile starts going around, like lights start flashing. And I'm sitting there watching it. I'm like hitting all these buttons. I'm like, I think he might be the Antichrist.
Nah.
This is the shit that happens in all the movies right before the Hellhound shows up. You know, to sit by his crib and guard him. So I've been watching for stray dogs the rest of the week. You know, just anything coming up, turning up outside of our house, sitting in the backyard, staring at the window.
Have you looked at his head for 666?
He was born really hairy, so I'm not sure. There could be a little 666 birthmark hiding under there somewhere.
That's how they get you.
Yeah, his cowlick looked like Hurricane Ike, so I suspect he had something to do with that.
Excellent.
How did that stop the conversation?
I'm sorry, were you talking?
Was I?
Oh,
come on.
Who can tell? Sometimes I just flap my lips and go... It all sounds the same, really. Same quality of content. So, Tim, other than leaving Boston, home of the baked bean, and apparently a delicious yet not too crispy flat pizza, How was your tan week?
Well, let's see, what did I do after that? Came back here. wallowed in my failure. Threw up a video about it on YouTube.
Check it out. I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, it's a quick 30-second watch.
Okay. Is it just you weeping openly for
no.
30 seconds?
That would have been funny, too. What did I do? I want to say something exciting. Oh, I went to somebody, a comedian friend of mine's birthday show that he andied and didn't show up for until about an hour into it.
Nice.
He wasn't washing his ass, though. He was sleeping.
like a certain member of TanCast was when we were doing our very special episode.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I was sleeping.
Yeah, so I believe you should call that Noah'd and not Andy'd.
Well, he was late. That's why it was Andy'd.
Yes, well. But it was because he was sleeping, which is Noah. Because
right,
Noah's black.
I am black.
Right. It's also the comedy show took place in a bowling alley, but like not in a private enough room. Like it's the only dividing between you and the bowling alley is a curtain, so you can still hear all the loud music and the bowling crashing of pins. It's uber distracting, especially because the closer you get to the stage, the louder the bowling alley gets. So if you're in fact on stage, you're like, there's no way anybody can hear me over this cacophony of sound behind me. But if you're sitting in the back, you're like, why is the guy on stage always so distracted?
And shouting. And flinching. So a guy and a duck walk into a bar.
Oh, fuck it. That's it. Yeah. Pretty uneventful tan week after I came back.
Yeah, I guess.
I was planning on Boston to being the launching pad for my career, but instead the shuttle just went off at like a 30-degree angle and crashed into a mountain.
I just stopped myself from making a Challenger joke. You're welcome.
Why? What, too soon?
Yeah, you know, it's only been 24 years. Most of our listeners weren't alive.
Oh, speaking of inappropriate jokes, I forgot to mention, when I mentioned the other week about the, daily disturbing disturbulations?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Sure, yes.
What, Distorted View Daily, that's what it is, that other podcast. It was a recommendation from Nick from Texas, one of our listeners, who actually sent it to me. Like, if you like your super inappropriate podcast,
we
like
don't.
Well, now I've actually started listening to it more, and I actually do like that other podcast, the Distorted View Dipshits, or whatever it's called. It's quite a recommendation. I'm sure he's going to put that on his site. TanCast says, I like Distorted View Dipshits.
And means me.
That's it. That's all I got. It's the end of that story.
Yeah, I realized that.
I realized that your mama's sucking on my nuts.
How do you...
Oh, man. Getting back into the realm of stuff that... Jeff, the GN Tank and Tangcast would appreciate. I was reading some early reviews of the new Star Wars Force, you know, the May the Force blow your mind. Yeah, well, apparently the shitty tagline is not the only shitty thing about that. I was talking to Noah about this a little bit on IM yesterday, but apparently there's a bunch of things where it's like, you know, instead of actually fighting things, it's like, and here's a glorious cinematic battle where you actually won't be able to watch the glorious cinematic battle because you're going to be pushing buttons. You know, like fucking Simon Says. Like, A, now B, now Q. Oh, you failed. Start over. A, now B, now R. Ah, we tricked you. Start over. And so, like, there's a couple of reviews, if you go to, like, Metacritic, that are just completely tongue-in-the-ass of this. And there's a bunch of them that are, like, horrible, buggy, it crashed, I couldn't complete the game because one of the bugs was so bad, weird graphic glitches, you know everywhere that you're supposed to use your Force powers because they glow blue, so there's no, like, discovery. You never feel like the badass that you should. These quick-time events where you're playing Simon Says... What the hell is that?
What the hell is what? That?
That.
That's me lightly, and I do mean lightly, grazing my microphone, not even at the part that picks up sound, at the part that connects it to my ear thing, because I was scratching my eye. Wow. I was like, boy, Andy has completely stopped talking while I'm scratching my eye.
Well, because on my end, it's like, I think that one of you is, like, trying to tell me that what I'm saying is just a complete waste of time, and I think that I'm hearing... Because that's how it came through. It was, like, terribly rhythmic, too, so I'm like, well, apparently you think I'm not getting the clue, so I'm just going to stop. And then it continued. What the fuck is that? What?
Welcome to Tancast, where we have instant replay.
Where we learn new things about Tim's mic.
Yeah.
We have shitty production quality.
So, it's not like a Grand Theft Auto where you can just walk around and use your forces wherever?
Yeah, apparently not.
That's too bad. That's what they need to make.
Yeah.
They need to make just Darth Vader tooling around the galaxy that you can do with him whatever you wish.
Yes, with all of the Force powers.
Just... Bzz, bzz.
Wow. Yeah, you want to choke somebody, you want to make a motherfucker's head explode, all of that. Just walking around. And the ability to just call up quotes. So you can just be walking around, making people's heads pop, fucking hookers in the back of your car, and then telling them, I find your lack of faith disturbing.
I like it.
That would be an awesome game. But yeah, based on some of these reviews I was reading, especially the stuff about the bugs and the fucking quick time events that just go on forever... on shit that should be looking epic and isn't. I'm reminded of the, was it Entertainment Weekly review of the Clone Wars? Where George Lucas is the enemy of fun?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like LucasArts has become the enemy of fun.
Aw, that is sad.
Well, you look at some of the rest of their recent output, it's just been, like, very shitty. Like, the last good Star Wars game I played was Lego Star Wars, and that wasn't them.
They just made a second Lego Star Wars.
It is also excellent.
Yay! Hurrah!
Yes.
I like the Lego Star Wars games. They're quite fun. That's all I got to add to the conversation.
Well, that's good, because usually what you say is stupid.
I hate you.
Unless you're listening to the last episode, in which case what Noah had to say was not much. So I was going through and editing it. I'm like, fucking Noah, it barely talks this episode.
But when I did what's say wrong, something, Noah? It was genius.
It was the growling and the word genius that really sold that for me.
Genius! I'm Batman!
I'm Black Man. That's right, yeah.
I don't know
I'm
why.
I'm Black Man.
I don't know why, but somehow when Noah said, I'm Black Man, yeah, I got this impression of Blazing Saddles. Hey, where are the white women at?
That's a good movie.
Yeah, it is.
I'd like to send this laurel and a firm handshake to our new nigger. For those of you who are uninitiated, you'll have to watch the film to get the context of that.
Yes. As well as the Where the White Women At.
Yes.
Pretty much everything. Yeah, I don't believe my wife is a big fan of Blazing Saddles, but man, I find that movie hilarious. Especially the end where everything just goes completely wrong.
I haven't seen that movie in a while. Tim owns it.
Do I own that movie?
I think you do. One of you does.
Yeah.
I thought I couldn't remember if it was one of the ones I sold.
Who sold movies?
Around.
Tim, are you okay? Yeah. Do you need help?
Oh, not recently. Not since I moved to LA or anything like that. All right, Mocky McMockpants.
Man, you know, you look back at the old Mel Brooks stuff, and then you look at the new Mel Brooks stuff.
What new Mel Brooks stuff? The latest thing he did was
well,
in, like,
I guess newer.
It's like 2014 or something like that.
Did you say 2014?
Yeah, I know that doesn't
You know
make
that's
sense.
6 years in the future, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the latest thing he did. It was 20.
Hey, Tim, from the future, how about some lottery numbers and shit?
Two.
That's going to be the easiest lottery to win ever. That's the pick a number lottery. Pick a number between 1 and 2 billion. It's got the same odds of winning.
Two. That's all I got.
I wonder if the lottery actually worked that way. How many people would pick 1 or 2 billion? I bet you wouldn't see a lot of numbers like higher than 100. I don't think that human brains work that well with that.
Well, human brains, maybe. American brains, no.
No. Oh, what a huge geek I am. The wife and I were watching No Country for Old Men. Big, like, satchel full of money. And I looked at the money and saw that there were $100 bills, and I went, I think there's probably about $3 million in money in that bag. And it was two. I was actually pretty close.
You're a nerd.
Yeah.
Heidi, what did you think of that movie?
But you know what?
Yeah.
But you know what? It's going to be excellent if a shitload of money ever falls off the back of a truck. I'll be able to glance at it and go, you know, definitely worth picking up or worth killing everyone else around for. I'll be able to make that snap judgment of should I grab it and run or should I just lay waste to all other witnesses and then take it and run? Exactly how much are we talking about? I like the movie that... The ending, like, I just watched it, so I don't think that I'm done, like, processing how the end works. Because there was a lot of the movie that seemed, like, very, I can't say, like, non-linear, you know, it wasn't like Tarantino where you jump around, you know, A to Q to B to D in the timeline, but there was a lot of it that was not, like, a coherent narrative. Because, like, important shit happens off-screen about, you know, two-thirds of the way through.
Yes, I did not like that at all.
And there's a couple of other times where it's just, like, there's some confusion about where people are in relation to each other, both in, like, distance and in time. So it's, like, it's almost like you're seeing segments of all of these people's lives as opposed to... And they just happen to kind of intersect, as opposed to you're watching, you know, a definite narrative of... what's happening with all of this money and all that. Although it's almost like any narrative that's there is just by chance because it happens during the period of time that you're watching these people's lives. So I got to the end, and the end is kind of consistent with that and kind of inconsistent with telling a story, and I'm not sure what I think about that. Tim and I have had some epic disagreements on what needs to be wrapped up at the end of a movie before, but on this one I'm finding myself maybe leaning more towards Tim.
That's right, because Tim's right about stuff.
Often, yeah. Tim's point of view is if a movie doesn't wrap everything up, and if it doesn't necessarily have a happy ending, it has a shitty ending. Generally speaking, that is...
That's a fair simplification of what I think.
Yeah, yeah. I figured I've already talked for long enough, I'll give a simplification. If you wanted to expand on it, it's up to you.
I like pudding.
So there you have it. Tim enjoys narratives that wrap things up nicely and generally end happily, and pudding.
I don't know. I just like I don't like when they leave too much to like, and you know, and then like you've got to figure this out for yourself, or like
yeah,
you know.
You said it was something like laziness of like a and here make up your own ending.
Right. Yeah. I'm not down for that. Like, listen, I paid the money to go see this, but you make up the ending. Unless you're George Lucas, in which case, leave it all open-ended, and I'll figure it out. It's fine. Just have people show up in cool costumes, and then we'll figure it out. We'll take it from there, all right? Don't hurt yourself, Skeezix.
What'd you call him?
Skeezix.
Okay.
It's a George Carlin insult. I've always liked it.
He's
I thought you were mispronouncing Skeksis. from no, Dark Crystal.
He goes, what's with these people smoking pipes? Like, hey, Skeezix, you want something hot to suck on? I got something hot for you to suck on. It's like, it seems like if you're going to smoke a pipe, if you're going to have something hot and steamy in your mouth, you might as well just suck a dick. Nothing wrong with sucking a dick. Women do it. Men do it. Can't be all bad if everybody's doing it.
Nice.
Oh, I always thought that was a good line. Can't be all bad if everybody's doing it.
So true.
Oh, Mr. Carlin, how we miss you.
Yes, we do. Especially now, when there are so many things going on with, like, Wall Street, that just seems like all the shit he said about, you know, I'm not talking to you, the general populace. I'm talking about the people who own you. I'm talking about the people who own this country. And I watched all the shit that's going down, and it's like, you know, you look back, what, 6 months ago, 8 months ago, 9 months ago, when, like, the mortgage stuff started to implode, and people, like, just getting foreclosed on left and right, especially in Stockton, fucking A, continuing to set, like, the benchmark for the rest of the country in terms of number of houses being foreclosed upon. Holy hell. But, yeah, you go through all of that, and the administration saying, well, no, you know, this will correct itself, and, you know, it's not that bad, it's not that bad. But, you know, fucking A, you look at a couple of fat people on Wall Street about to lose their jobs and their money, and steps right on in. It's like, here's billions of dollars.
I would like just 1 billion. Not even a billion, just a million.
Somebody I work with sent me an IM yesterday, and she said she was going to declare failure and have the government take her over. I said, yeah, you should totally insist that they come in and fire you so you can leave with a great severance package, too.
Yeah, I'll come in and take her over. I'm not the government, but that's all I got.
But I'll fuck you. Just like the government.
that's generally what I was going for.
It's just, you look at, like, the CEOs of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac walking away with, like, shitloads of money with, the, you know, their severance package. Like, you failed! Who is like, oh, you failed. You sucked. Here's your tons of money.
Well, doesn't that happen all the time? Like, where
it happens all the fucking time. It's, executive pay has just gotten insane in, like, the last 15 years. It's, oh, people making, like, hundreds of times what most of the rest of their employees are making, and
companies buying their houses to move them across the country. It's like, dude, I have seen the kinds of dumbass things that some CEOs have done and come up with, like business plans and everything. Like Napster, let's say. A company used to be called Roxio. They did software, like CD burning and like video and image manipulation, stuff like that. So they're all like multimedia software. And they started up a download service called PressPlay. Then they bought the name Napster and the rights to the icon from the bankruptcy court, from the actual, like, file-sharing Napster group, and they renamed PressPlay to Napster. Then they took the entirety of what the company had been before they started PressPlay and sold it as Roxio to one of their competitors, changed the whole name of their company to Napster, and have continued to fail and lose money, like millions of dollars a year, for the rest of the time. But now that Best Buy has bought Napster out, you know, the hollow shell of what was once Roxio, I'm sure that CEO Chris Gorog is going to make a shit ton of money, just like he has at every other point along the way. It's like, Roxio wasn't profitable and kept having all of these issues, and then they, like, bought Napster and started up a whole new business that they just never really competed well with Apple and all the rest in, and, like, even, I think Microsoft with Zune was kicking their ass, and... But all through it, you know, the chief executives and the high people are making a shit ton of money.
It's a very sad state of affairs. Mm-hmm. Like, I think it's crazy when people get, like, fired. Like, oh, you fucked up. But you know what? $10 million severance package. It's like, really? Really? I get fired from a job. Yeah. I get, you can continue your coverage with Cobra and get some unemployment.
Like, yeah, you know? It's like, here's 2 weeks' pay, and you got until the end of the month to figure out what you're going to do with your health insurance. Yeah, so it's like, hundreds of people who are doing good jobs get, like, let go in layoffs. Well, you know, we got to work on the company efficiency. I think the millions of dollars you're giving to the executives could probably keep a couple of dozen of those people.
Yeah.
That's like two, you get rid of two people who, you know, are supposed to be the leadership of the company. Why is it the leadership of the company going, ah, well, all the rest of you who have really done a stellar job and we're, you know, really sorry to lose you. Well, clearly you haven't done a stellar job because the company is tanking. Hey, you know, not to pick on Roxio, completely. There's been a shitload of other things like that. Like, you look at, you know, Enron and WorldCom, and, you know, these huge bankruptcies, but the CEOs walk out with, like, all of their vacation houses intact, and everyone else is like, hey, all of the money that I invested into our own company for my retirement is gone. I'm going to be eating beans for the next 30 years.
Beans are delicious.
Beans may be delicious, but 30 years of beans, that's a lot of farting.
Touché.
Yes.
Well, it's not like you're going to have anybody around to smell those farts anyway.
Well, that's true.
Farts.
Yeah, no social life if you've got no money.
Exactly.
You know, the funny thing is I decry all that stuff about executive pay, but secretly in the back of my head, I'm like, I got to get in on that racket. That seems like a sweet fucking way to earn a paycheck, or rather not earn, but get a paycheck.
That seems like a sweet way to just have someone hand you a paycheck for nothing.
Yeah, it's like, I've seen, like, qualifications on some of these people, too. It's like Masters of Business. I'm like, fine, there are thousands and thousands and hundreds of thousands of people with a Masters of Business Administration, like, to the point where it's almost, in some places, kind of a meaningless degree, like, great, you and whoever else. So I think it's just like there's a small cadre of people that are really good at talking other people into this shit, and I got to figure out how they do it and how I can get in on it.
I need to get in on this shit.
Fuck yeah, buy me a $2 million house and then give me $10 million when I fuck it all up. I'm good with that.
Well, when Tancast becomes a public corporation, then we'll put you in the head of it as the CEO.
Excellent.
And we'll give you a dollar when we fire your ass.
All right.
By the way, as I'm sure we are now approaching the end of this, what do you call it, podcast?
Yeah, very good, Tim.
Thank you. Matt, my brother-in-law, said we should get when we have Jeff on, we should also have someone named Ed, Ned, and then Ted on, so that we are tangent cast. That's it. Just thought it was a good joke to end with.
You were wrong,
Matt. It's funnier than they let on. Don't let these two anal fissures knock down your sense of comic worth. It was a funny joke. They just are wet blankets.
Dude, I'm a total math geek. Anything that says the word tangent should make me laugh, but...
Aww.
And he's a homo.
You know, Matt
Sapien,
and all...
Sapien, nooch.
Do you remember that retarded joke where you go to people and go, hey, your epidermis is showing? Oh.
I remember the first person who told me that, and I knew what an epidermis was, and just stared at them. Like, that is retarded.
How about the one where if your shirt is someone's shirt is tucked in, you go up to them and go, your shirt's on fire, and you untuck it and go, now it's out, because it's out of the pants.
I've never actually heard that one.
Well, there you go. Now you can try it in the next
week.
Guy or gal with an untucked shirt.
Yeah.
No, a tucked in shirt. And then you make it untucked. You're fucking it up. You're fucking up the delivery, Tim. Yeah.
Oh, Andy, you're one to talk, sir.
Fuck you, no. That's like the one where you walk up to somebody and go...
It's like Bush going up to Palin. You're an idiot.
You need to stop talking.
Because every time you open your mouth, you sound stupider. What? What did you just say to me? Because they're both stupid. That's my point.
Well, and I particularly appreciated the fact that Bush used the word stupider.
It's not a word?
I don't believe so.
It's a word.
No, sir, that's paper.
Look it up.
Word. It's a paper word.
It's a word that idiots named Tim use. Ooh, in your face, yeah. Burns. That was retarded.
I don't think that was called for.
No, not at all. So I had a guy walk up to me and... I barely knew the dude. It's like a friend of a friend of an acquaintance kind of thing. And he asked me, he's drunk off his ass, and he goes, hey, what's the capital of Thailand? I'm just staring at him. I'm like, motherfucker, if you think I'm going to say Bangkok so you can smack me in the jimmy, I will fucking end you. Then I said all those words out loud, and everyone around him laughed. He's like, what? No. He goes, no, just say it. It's funny. I'm like, if you seriously think that you, who barely know me, is going to slap me in the cock and that's going to be okay with me, you're going to wake up tomorrow with a huge headache, you know, once you locate your head.
Or you may not wake up tomorrow. He sleeps with the Bangkok.
And on that note, I think we really have imploded.
That was another note.
That was a shitty note.
Yeah, it was.
Your mom was a shitty note when she was sucking on my nuts.
My mom doesn't suck on your nuts.
And she wasn't a shitty note.
Well, then who was that?
I don't know, but I think you need to find out stats.
I like the use of the word stat. That amused me.
I like that by implication, Tim just woke up in the middle of the night one night, some mysterious person was sucking on his nuts, and he assumed it was Noah's mom. And found that completely logical. Noah's mom sucking on my nuts.
And I went back to bed. Night. Yes, I was already in bed.
Never mind. I was going to say something that Tim told me.
Can we end before that?
But I was like, nope. Oh, maybe people don't want that broadcast across the internet. So I'll just keep that to my little self.
People don't want what broadcast about the internet?
Well, now we can't do that. Noah's growing as a person.
What you were telling me yesterday about Danelle's friend?
Oh, yeah. Well, she's in the other room, but you know what? We're so close to the end of the episode. This could be a whole episode in itself.
Next time on TanCast.
And it's gay!
tiny cock.
And on that note,
good night, everybody.
That's the TanCast.
Love it.
Have a good week.
Thank you, listeners who are left.
Slap your mothers.
No, don't slap your mothers.
On the asses.
No!
They'll know what it means.
I don't think
Andy, you scallywag.
I'm a scamp, is what I am.
You're a ne'er-do-well.
Tim, do you
I like that it's been all filth up the entire episode, but we sign off with the most G-rated insults.
Tim, do you remember when we were at the trivia night at the Brit? And like,
yes!
Someone got an answer that this guy didn't think was the right one or something. He's like, rubbish!
But he yelled it like it was the most like venomous insult that anyone could have. Rubbish!
Oh, that's wonderful. I also love the fact that you guys named your team 37 exclamation mark question mark. 37?
Oh. It was question mark exclamation point.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We sucked at that trivia.
Yep.
Okay, we got one. Yay! We raised my head.
I remember there was one time I came with you guys, and I think the team did marginally better for me being there. But for the most part, it's like they're asking questions. Y'all are looking at me. I'm like, fuck, I don't know.
Yeah, we're like, Andy, come on, big brain.
And we still thought it would be a good idea to try out for the World Series of Pop Culture.
Well, we know a little bit more about pop culture.
Apparently a very little bit.
Yeah, I'm like, man, I wonder what those people know that... I mean, because like, when you watch the show, you're like, well, shit, I'm doing as well as these guys. But I guess getting in is a lot harder.
Bastards.
Well...
All right, well...
So sad.
That's TanCast and shit. Again, I swear, we're really going to leave this time.
This is it. We're done. Oh, Tim, you remember that time at band camp?
Unless you look on your timer thing and it looks like there's still another 15 minutes left, in which case, sorry, we fucked up again.
Or Tim just attached 15 minutes of music.
Or
just
sometimes your timer's done and it's still going.
Yep, it says zero. It says time left, zero. And it's still like the middle of the episode. Like, what? TanCast is magic.
Well, everyone have a good week.
We're going to magically disappear.
We're out of here. And, bitches.
There we go.
I farted. But not on my mic like some people.